Hey, welcome back to the 5-Minute Strategist. Today, I want to chat about strategic pivots in your business. And you'll notice that I said strategic pivots, not shiny objects and not squirrels. Think of a pivot as a calculated shift in your strategy that doesn't overhaul your core business. So you are not pivoting if you go in a completely new direction. A pivot is a slight turn on that same axis. The most common example that we see used for pivots in business is Netflix, moving from DVDs into streaming. Entertainment stays the core of their business, and they've shifted direction around that core. Of course, there's always Apple, who was a computer company that became the leader in mobile devices, a technology and user experience company that turned around that same axis. For neither of these well-known examples was the move quick or sudden. They didn't just go, okay, let's change what we're doing. They anticipated what was coming down the line and acted decisively to capitalize on it. At this huge scale, a pivot can not only lead to this groundbreaking innovation and huge growth for the company, but it can redefine an industry. In your small business, it's more about being agile and adaptive. So you've got your solid foundation of your core business, and you're using that to find the next piece of growth for your business. We're not chasing every squirrel that crosses our path. We're making strategic decisions and moves based on them. So if you want to find where you might need a pivot in your business, you can start by evaluating where in your business your performance is not so great. There could be offers that you never make the sales you think you're going to make on, or there could be offers that you're getting a lot of feedback from your clients that they're not so happy with it. This can start to be an indicator of change, but also it can come externally. You can see how the industry is changing. You can see what's happening in the market. You've seen people start to pivot their offers based on people feeling the financial crunch. 2 years ago, the only thing you saw the big name selling were group programs. What you've seen over the last 6 to 12 months is all of those people suddenly transitioning back into offering one-to-one. So we want to take a hard look at what information we're getting externally and internally. Where have we got these internal and external triggers about underperformance of what we're doing currently that will make us want to shift our view a little bit? Now, you can also look for strategic pivots based on opportunity. And for that, you want to be asking the right questions. The easiest one is, what do your customers ask you for or need that you don't see anybody else offering? Where are they sliding into your DMs going, hey, do you do this? And your answer is currently no. Once you start to see a pattern of that request, that's an opportunity for you to pivot and add something new. The key to a successful pivot is to approach it with some creativity. You have to start with a blank piece of paper and imagine that you've never sold this thing in any way, shape, or form before, and go back to, what does the customer need and how am I perfectly aligned to deliver on what that customer needs? You want to think of the problem as like a Rubik's Cube that you can turn over in your hands and look at from different angles. And what if I did it this way? And what if I did it that way? So that you're exploring it with curiosity rather than going, this is the way it's always been done. Because the point of the pivot is that's no longer working. And this doesn't mean that you have to scrap what you're doing now. It could be if you have an offer that's selling, you need to repackage it in some way. Maybe you need to change up your funnel into it. Maybe you need to combine it with another service. Maybe there's a different niche for that offer. It's really about being open to experimenting and not being afraid of, I can't do it this way because no one's done it this way before. Once you've come up with what you believe is the right pivot for your business, you need to think about whether or not it's worth it. So on one side, what are the benefits? Yay, new customers, increased growth, better margins, more money, all those things. And then weigh it with the downsides. Is adding this extra thing into your business going to dilute your customer journey or your brand? Are you going to confuse your customers? Do you have the resources that you need in order to do it? And then don't just think financial. So pros and cons is not just financial. Maybe one of the pros is you're super duper excited to do it. Maybe one of the cons is, what is it going to do to team morale? For you as the entrepreneur, the pivot is usually so energizing that it can be really disruptive to your team, especially if you're pivoting all the time and they're constantly trying to catch up. So ultimately, you need to assess, does the long-term benefit of this pivot justify any challenges that you face in the short term to get there? This means when you're thinking about a pivot, you have to have data. You have to talk to your clients. You have to talk to your team. And sometimes that answer is going to be a heck yeah. And other times, as excited as you are, you might need to be more prudent and say, this is not for us right now. The key to any pivot is to make the decision thoughtfully and deliberately and carefully so that you ensure that where you do pivot, it still aligns with your overall vision and your business goals.